The wind blew. I walked through the uncared for headstones to the porch of the little old church. The door squeaked as I entered. The sagging sign said to keep it closed so the sheep wouldn't get in. The church was in Dartmoor, Devon, and old, being a relative word in England, was the late 1400s. The medieval nave was dark and wooden, inviting mystery and intrigue. Sitting down, I lazily leant my head back and searched the ceiling. Vaulted wooden beams rose above me, the rib cage of the ancestors, the crafting of a former age. The intersection of interior timber is called a boss and can be augmented with a particular design or motif. High up and almost hidden from view, I found what I was looking for, the three hairs. Three hairs in a circle, three ears cleverly arrayed so that each hair looks like it has two. Three entities, individually incomplete, but finding their completeness in each other. The hairs are a holy symbol, found in holy places, like on Dartmoor. It's not hard to find Trinitarian associations with the hairs. The Trinity has traditionally been thought of as three personae, faces, of the one God. The first face is called God the Father. I prefer the name Te Matapuna, the wellspring, source of life. Te Matapuna is less personal than Father, but escapes the male in the sky imagery that too many people take literally. The second face is traditionally called God the Son. Again, the title lends itself to a literal belief that the man Jesus is part of a holy triumvirate ruling from the heavens. Rather, it's more accurate to say that the earthed essence of the Jesus life is integral to God's life. The tears, the love, the passion, the justice of Jesus are woven into the core of godness. This earthed essence is not anthropomorphic. It's not Jesus sitting up there in the clouds. It's not male or female, though with artistic license it can be depicted as either. The third face is called God the Spirit or Holy Ghost. I like the Spirit metaphor of uncontrollable wind blowing where she wills. Another Spirit metaphor is weaver and wool, the Spirit weaving her vibrant threads of love and anarchy throughout creation. Each face of God is like the hairs of the same divine substance, the source, the essence of Jesus, the uncontrollable Spirit, are one in being three. They are inexplicably connected, flowing into each other. So in this darkened Dartmoor roof boss, the hairs, while looking like three separate beings, on closer inspection are not. Without one another, they would be deformed and incomplete. The Celtic carvers like symbols with a strong earth connection. The hare is a grounded animal. It has a long association with fertility, regeneration, and new life. The so-called Easter Bunny is really the goddess Estra's hare. The hare was also considered to be a trickster. In the study of religion and mythology, a trickster is a god, goddess, or human who breaks the rules, ultimately with positive results. Often the rule-breaking takes the form of tricks. Think of Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods to give to humans, or Maui, who slowed the sun. Likewise, in West African folk tales, the hare is a trickster, and these tales immigrated to America and form the basis of the Burr Rabbit stories. Burr Rabbit, or Burr Hare, represents the black slave who uses his wits to overcome circumstances and even to enact playful revenge on his adversaries, representing the white slave owners. Though not always successful, his subversive efforts make him a folk hero. Note too that Bugs Bunny is actually a jackrabbit, a species of hare. The trickster brought about reversals, unexpected outcomes, and unpredictable endings. The trickster tricked us into believing, into hoping, hopping for a different future. One lens through which we can view Jesus is that of a trickster. The Celtic crafters were probably not aware of all the religious associations with the hare. Sometimes symbols are bigger than those who use them. Chipping away high up and almost hidden in the rafters, I wonder how much they did know. Were they aware that the three hares can be found on the ceilings of Buddhist caves in Dunhuang, China, dating from 589 CE? The hares, like Easter, were not originally or exclusively Christian. Were they aware that the Silk Road, a result of the Pax Mongolica, which ran through Dunhuang, connecting west and east, was probably the route travelled by the three hares as they hopped from country to country, religion to religion? They popped out in Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, and Judaism. Would those Devonshire artists be surprised to learn that the three hares are found today in Wales, France, Germany, on a 12th century Iranian brass tray, and on a coin bearing the face of Kublai Khan? With my neck starting to hurt, I continued to lean back in wonder at the hares. High up and almost hidden from view, they had survived the zeal of Christian reformers, like Cromwell and his gang, who in the name of piety destroyed so much beautiful art. If those misguided iconoclasts had only known of the Buddhist associations, heaven help us, they probably would have burnt the church down. Frankly, I tire of Trinity and Trinitarian metaphors. Three in one, one in three, whatever else, it's nonsense to me. Latin, Greek, council creeds, how is it relevant to our needs? I've heard, probably like you, countless sermons on water, steam, and ice. In recent years, it's been talk of God in community, a happy little heavenly band. I heard the other day of a preacher likening the Trinity to a three-person cycling pursuit team. Athanasius would squirm. Personally, I prefer the ambiguity of a medieval Devonshire roof boss. No one really knows what the three hares symbol means, just as no one really knows God. We can make some good guesses, but that's all they are. High up and almost hidden, the symbol is mysterious, like God. It invites speculation but defies specification, like God. It's hard to explain. It's known yet remains unknown, like God. The three hares are not the property of any one religion, church, or culture, just like God. And when you lean back looking for too long, believe me, you get a sore neck and a sore head, just like with the Trinity.